Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever not heard something? Or maybe you heard something, but you actually wind up that you heard it wrong? Man, miscommunication can cause a lot of problems, can it? Well, I want to share a passage with you today from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31, that reminds us that even though we may hear messages, sermons on Sunday, or listen to programs and messages, sermons, podcasts, online, but when life gets really, really hard and there's 168 hours of the week, and unfortunately, I'm sure most people, including myself, probably at most would spend 10% time. So if you did that, that's about 17 hours a week with God between worshiping and devotions, maybe some journaling, worship music. I mean, you know, be shocked that many people even do that. And yet we need to be reminded so often how much God loves us. And so in this passage in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 through 31, it says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." It's such a powerful reminder there in verse 29 there of Isaiah chapter 40. Do you not know? Have you not heard? And Lincoln Brewster did a psalm called The Everlasting God a few years ago. I'd encourage you to check it out. And it quoted this scripture, and you know, we just all need to be reminded about how much God loves us, and also that we need to honor God with our one and only lives. God's definitely a God of love and grace, but the Bible also tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. And I used to get guilty of that sometimes when I was a college kid. This is really humorous now, but at the time I was really serious about it. Monday through Saturday, I kind of lived for Greg Horn and went to college and had a pretty big social life, worked at a grocery store. But on Sunday mornings, thanks to the great example that my mom set for me, I still went to church and I tithed out of my grocery store paycheck. And my thing that I would sacrifice to God that day was I would not listen. There was a rock and roll station called Double Q at the time. I think it was on 98.1. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. But I wouldn't listen to any rock and roll music. And now that's just so humorous. But it was like I was sacrificing God to my not God-honoring behavior possibly that weekend on Friday night and Saturday night. I was in a fraternity and just there's not a lot of God-honoring activity sometimes going on in my life during that time. But, man, on Sunday I went to church, and I worked a lot of times too. But if I was in my car, I did not listen to any of that rock and roll music. And it's just absolutely comical now. But I thought that that sacrifice was better than obedience. And yet, I think a lot of us are like that, aren't we? You know, we sacrifice some things that we know that maybe kind of keep us from God. And I'm not saying all rock music's bad. I love listening to 80s music and going back to my childhood memories and teenage days and college days and a lot of fun things. But at the same time, I think we all know that really, man, just being obedient to what the Lord has asked us to do with our one and only lives is just a better way to live, isn't it? And the fact of the matter is that when we do look to God for our strength, we don't grow as tired and weary. And this passage, just three verses, really reminds us of this. Maybe you remember that song as a kid that a lot of us sang in church. "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong." And we, you know, they'd have us hold our arms up and flex a muscle when we were kids and we sang that. And this passage of scripture there in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31, talks about how God gives strength to the weary and he increases the power of the weak. I want to ask you today, are you weary? Are you weak? The good news is that God wants to be your source. The Bible tells us that God is a help in time of need. And so as I was studying this passage a couple weeks ago and was reading it and just really pondering on it, and I want to encourage you, if you're not having a regular quiet time, man, just you'd be amazed just taking 5-10 minutes in the morning before you go out to face the world, how much it would give you strength spending time just reading like this, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31. And there were just three things that really spoke to me out of this passage, and we may get to two of them today. We'll finish up tomorrow on tomorrow's program for sure. But the first one that really spoke to me out of this passage in Isaiah chapter 40 is, we all have times when we are weak. We all have times when we are weak. And, you know, as a man, I don't like to admit that. Sometimes that I am weak, and I wonder, man, what's my problem? And yet it told us in that passage, I think three different times, that we're going to get weary sometimes. We're going to get tired. And so many single parents out there, my goodness, man, you're doing it all. You're working a full-time job, trying to take care of one kid or multiple kids and pay all the bills and get the laundry done and the lawn mowed and get to the grocery store and get to your child's athletic and academic events, and man, you have every right to be weary and just to feel weak. Well, the good news is today is that Jesus knew that we would be weak and weary at times in life. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." There's so much power in that verse right there. It's a very simple passage of scripture. And yet, man, how powerful is that? That Jesus just says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Not just weary, but you're burdened. Sometimes you can be tired and you feel just so overwhelmed and burdened. But I love in the next breath, Jesus said, when you come to me, I will give you rest. And you know, I used to not really understand that, but as I've matured and grown in my faith, in my understanding of God and His Word and the Bible, that He does do that. When I just spend some time with Him and focus on Him and ask Him and the Holy Spirit to fill me and to help me, that God just shows up. And it's a really, really powerful thing when He does that. Also in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, maybe some of you relate to this. It says, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Anybody ever felt like, you know, I'm just so tired, I'm so worn out that I don't even know if I can pray right now? And so many times, we don't realize that God can do that. The Holy Spirit can intercede for us sometimes when we're so weary that we're like, I don't even know how to pray. And man, I've been there at times in my life. And I know that many of you have too. Maybe you're new to the program, but I went through, had to file bankruptcy because of a flood several years ago. And my wife left me, and all this happened in a 24-hour period. And I lost my home because I put it up for the business loan. And I was just at that point where I was so weary and burdened and so weak and overwhelmed that I didn't know how to pray. And somebody told me about this passage of scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And that's about where I was at that season in my life. That's one of the reasons I do Hope Is Here. So thankful for people that help support to make this possible on the radio and this ministry that allows me to go and minister to people that have lost hope as we try to prevent suicide. Suicide is the month, all month, to create awareness of suicide and suicide prevention. And that's why we do Hope Is Here. And man, I just want to beg you, if you're struggling, to reach out. There's a number, 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK. And you can just reach out to somebody and let them know that you're hurting. And the enemy loves to isolate us. In our culture now, so many times we can do that. It's easy to isolate ourselves. And yet, the fact of the matter is, God doesn't want us to be isolated. And so, as we look into what God has for us, we have to let other times, sometimes let somebody intercede for us and pray for us. Second thing that kind of came to me in this passage from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31, I want to ask you, who are you listening to? What is the main voice that you hear? And it's really interesting when this happens, when you try to answer this question. I mean, I look in my own life. You know, there's a person in our life that we hear the most. It could be our parent. It could be a spouse. Okay, it could be a boss. It could be a friend. If you're a widow, maybe it's a close friend. But there's maybe somebody's voice we hear over all others. Man, I want to encourage you. In Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 5, it says, however, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam, but turn the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you. I mean, I love that. He turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you. And friends, sometimes people speak words over us and it's a curse and they don't even know they're doing it. The Bible tells us we don't fight against flesh and blood, but spirits and principalities. And friends, the enemy will do whatever he can, and he knows what buttons to push, what people in your life that can say things to you that can cause a lot of emotional, mental damage. And so, man, I want to encourage you to think about that and be honest and answer that question. Who is it that you are listening to? And I want to encourage you to make sure you're listening to what God says about you, not what others. Because the fact of the matter is we're gonna let people down. I mean, no matter how good a friend, or how good a son I try to be, how good a sibling, an uncle, a pastor, a Christian, I mean, I let people down, not intentionally, but it just happens because I'm human. I say the wrong thing, or I forget something, or one of the problems when you're a people pleaser like me, you overcommit. And you can't be to all the places that you would like to be and that you get invites to be. So I want to encourage you to maybe think about this and take some time. And we're going to talk more about this in tomorrow's program. But who are you listening to? Maybe one of the best things you could do right now is just look at your calendar and say no. Say, I'm going to reduce some of these things. Maybe there's a couple things later this month that, yeah, I'd like to go to them, but I don't absolutely have to, and it may disappoint somebody. But if you're overcommitted, then it might be a good time to say, you know, I'm sorry, but I just can't attend that. And then better yet, for all future invitations, maybe take 24 hours to sleep on it, just pray a little bit, and look at your calendar and see if it maybe is something that you need to say no to. We're out of time for today, but I hope that you'll join us tomorrow and maybe invite somebody else to join us. If you tuned in late, I want to always remind you, go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and you can catch all of our programs, listen to them at your convenience. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here. Need help selling your home? Or are you looking to buy your dream home? Let Diana Fields and her team with the Millennium Real Estate Group at Keller Williams Bluegrass Realty help you. Serving Central Kentucky in real estate and property management for 21 years, Diana Fields and the Millennium team have the experience to help you with one of life's biggest decisions in buying or selling a home. Contact Diana Fields today at 859-621-0604 or online at millenniumlex.com. That's millenniumlex.com. Mom.